Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Boomer is kicking our ass in the picks this year. There is just no other way to slice it. Jerry and I are tied for second and third, a game under 500, and Boomer's just flat out killing it. So we'll get to another week of picks to see if we can get this thing on track. But I would suggest to you, if you're someone who likes to wager, listen to Boomer Esiason, because he has not had
a losing week. Don't put that kind of pressure on me.
He has not had a losing week the entire
year. Yeah, well, don't put that kind of pressure on me, though.
The entire year.
Killing it.
It's up to them.
Night, too.
Yeah, that's right. That was an easy one. Come on. Rocking chair.
That one doesn't count, though, in the books, does it?
It should. We picked it.
Oh, I didn't pick it with you guys. Well, I did lose it on another bet.
How does that not count?
I don't know.
I don't know. That sucks for you. Ready?
Yeah, well, today's football.
Guys.
That sucks for you.
No,
ready.
I get a NARP attack again.
Yeah. Well, today's football picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils, by Rex Real Estate. Pay only 2% to sell your home. By Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. And by the sponsor of the Al Dukes five-team $5 parlay, Prop Swap. All right, Jerry, what do we got?
All right, here we go. One of five games that we will pick this weekend. We will start with your team, the Minnesota Vikings, at home, giving 3 points to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Vikings at home are a championship team. On the road, not so much, unless they play an inferior opponent. I love them in this game. I think they continue to throw the ball against one of the league's worst secondaries in Philadelphia. Kirk Cousins looks good once again. Dalvin Cook is having a monster season. It continues offensively for the Vikings at home. They win by at least a touchdown.
You know, this starts this six-week gauntlet of games for the Philadelphia Eagles. Be interesting to see where they are 6 weeks from now. This is a very tough spot. I think that the Vikings are going to bully a lot of teams that come into their building. Carson Wentz will make it interesting, but I think the Vikings not only win, but they cover.
I completely agree. Nothing else to say. I will take the Vikings -3. Game number two, Houston at Kansas City. The Chiefs giving up 4.5.
The Chiefs really disappointed me last week as the knockout pick. Their defense is just porous. And if they want to go to the Super Bowl, they got to figure it out. They got a long time to figure it out, but not enough time to be able to hold that Houston Texans offense down. Deshaun Watson's going to have another big game. It's going to be high scoring, going to be toe-to-toe. I think the Texans can win, but they're definitely going to cover that number. Give me the Houston Texans.
I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, they're coming off of a rough loss to the Indianapolis Colts. A lot of pressure on that defense. I know Patrick Mahomes not 100%, and I also understand that Deshaun Watson's coming off of a perfect game at home last week. I don't think that's going to be the case this week. It's outdoors. It's in Kansas City. Give me the Chiefs, and I'll give the points.
I will take the Chiefs in a double-digit win myself. In Mahomes, we trust. Game number three, Seattle at Cleveland against Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. The Browns getting 1.5 at home.
This is one of those where you can call me a fish or a dummy or whatever they say out in Vegas for just going right to the thing that just seems to make too much sense, but I'm doing it. Seattle's going to kill this team, right? Hey, come on. Russell Wilson's playing at an MVP level. Baker Mayfield's playing at an undrafted free agent level. That's all I need to know in the most important position in sports. Give me the Seattle Seahawks. This Browns team is in for a long year.
If that's the most important position, then the next most important position has to be the head coaches. I'll take Pete Carroll over Freddie Kitchens every single time.
3 for 3. I've got Seattle as well. Atlanta at Arizona. The Cardinals getting 2.5 at home.
This is going to be a fun game. This is why I wanted to pick this one. This is going to be offense galore because both these defenses are terrible. This game will cost Dan Quinn his job. Mm. The Arizona Cardinals are going to put the Atlanta Falcons out of their misery in an embarrassing defeat. I had picked the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl. They are a joke. Kyler Murray's figuring out every single snap that he takes. Give me the Cardinals in this one.
I'm taking the Falcons, man. You know, there has got to be some sense of pride left with Dan Quinn and the defense, and they're going against a rookie quarterback. And while he's running around making plays, I get it. That's not the way to survive in the NFL. I will take the Falcons simply because I think that they will outscore the Cardinals. It's going to be like 45-41. So I'll take the Falcons and look for Matt Ryan to put up huge numbers.
I've picked Atlanta every week. every week. They've lost every week. Mm-hmm. They can't be this bad. Can they?
Yeah, I think they can.
I'm going to take them with the points. Atlanta, I'm sorry, they're giving 2.5? Mm-hmm. I'll take Atlanta. They have to win a game sooner or later. Otherwise, he will get fired. And the final game will be the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Jets. The Jets get their quarterback back. They're getting 7.5 at home. Will it feel like a home game? Joe thinks it'll be 70% Cowboy fans.
It's definitely going to be over 50%. I don't know if it's going to get up to 70%. If Luke Falk was playing, it would be 100% Cowboy fans. But he's not, and Sam's back, and that 7.5 and that hook, that's the magnet that makes me go to the New York Jets. Wow. I think that this team is going to be inspired. I think that defensively, they're better than people think, and because they had a non-existent offense the last couple of weeks, the defense had a lot of pressure on them. So, to me, the Dallas Cowboys, who I was riding for a while, but they let me down the last couple of weeks, I have to pick the Jets in this one. I think they keep it at least close. I can't pick them to win because they're not good enough, but the Jets will cover that spread.
Yeah, I've been going back and forth on this one all week, and the fact that Sam is back, I don't want him to think like, you know, he's a savior of everything, but I do think that he will elevate everybody around him, which will be good. And I think the defense for the Jets has played well, and so has the special teams. Cowboys have struggled against what I would consider better teams, and I think the Jets are going to be one of those better teams this weekend. I'm taking the Jets in the points.
Cowboys run to 14-2, and the regular season starts this weekend.
Oh, God.
Not great the last couple of weeks. I think they'll be motivated to play. I'm going to take the Cowboys every time.
Usually when
minus
they play a winless team, they win.
And a half.
Usually when they
well,
play
that has
a
been the case this
win.
Year. Yeah, right. That has been the case. Exactly. Sam Darnold is back. Might be a little different, but Robert Quinn is going to get after Sam.
All three
and
of
unlike
their victories came
Al thinks,
against teams that didn't have a win.
He's not going to tackle Darnold to the ground and yell, "I'm going to get your spleen." That's not going to happen. They're just going to play some football this weekend. What's the matter?
Five, as in Super Bowl championships. Five. Count them, bitches.
You're such a homer, Jerry.
I'll take the Cowboys minus 7.5.
Okay, so this time last week, we were in the Blue Point Brew Pub at the Blue Point Brewery, and I said, okay, we have to pick a Yankees series, you know, who we think is going to win and how many games. I had Yankees in 4. Boomer had Yankees in 5. Jerry nailed it.
Yankees
said,
in 3.
Yankees clean sweep. So I am on the record for Yankees Astros as Yankees in 6. Boomer is on the record as Astros in 7. Jerry Recco, you got it right the first time. Can you do it again?
I will take the Yankees to win this series. Yankees will win in 6 and stun the Astros at Minute Maid Park in a 6th game. When people think it will be a repeat of 2 years ago, it will not be. The Yankees will win on the road.
There we go. Jerry and I sharing a brain on this one. Yankees in 6.
We're 12-13 this year.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I didn't see the what are the full records?
Boomers,
there?
I thought you had it. Boomers 19-6.
I don't have.
Complete domination.
19-6.
And you and I are struggling at 12-13.
It's still not if awful. You throw the Giants in there from last night, it's 20-6.
We're not.
Why not?
So
I don't
you're
know
19
why.
And 6.
Why not?
Because we didn't do it with the music and the picks.
We didn't do the whole thing, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you
got to
do the whole thing.
You guys are like,
listen, show me your bet slip.
I mean, I picked the Giants as well, with the, but I'm not counting it because we didn't do it.
I had the Giants winning last night 31-10.
Yeah, I mean, so I had the Patriots winning 35-14.
Yeah, that's a loss then.
No, it's a win.
You said you had the Giants winning 31-10.
Well, I mean,
a
the Patriots winning 31-10.
I did have the Giants plus 16.5. It didn't work out.
Come on, he's got a Canadian gold medal. God damn it.
It's been a Friday NARP attack day, and I'm just telling you.
A little
you,
bit.
I need a weekend away from you people.
Well, you're going to get
good
it.
Good news, it's Friday at 10 a.m.
Thank God.
Yeah. All right, so we're not counting that. Official?
No.
Okay.
No, because we do 5 games.
I don't know. Why is he the official guy?
Well, I'm saying that we shouldn't count it.
And
you're
saying
that we should, and he's the third vote.
Al,
so.
Yes or no?
I think it should count. It was an NFL pick on the show.
This is awesome.
Right. And it's
Eddie,
a New York Giants.
You break the tie, Eddie.
100% it counts.
Oh, what?
Yes.
You,
there you
fraud.
Go.
Okay.
I think Jerry goes, well, we weren't playing the music.
Come on. What does that mean?
All right. So it's 2 wins for Boomer and me and a loss for you.
So you're 20-6. I'm 12-14. Did you win yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I had it. I said it was going to be a blowout that wouldn't
so
score
then
more.
You're 13-13.
All right. 13-13.
I'm 12-14.
All right. So 500.
And the music's under us this time.
Look, the music's playing. There you go.
Okay. Very good.
God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.